I will go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora, and the Bruins also have an open date this weekend, returning to action next Saturday, November 22nd, for the home game against USC. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
If you'd like to ask coach questions, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your question comes from the line of Bud Weathers from Seattle Times.
Jim, obviously you guys have had a lot of success on the road the last couple of years. Is there anything that you can point to that might be behind that?
Bud, I think it is has a lot to do with the way we travel. Number one, our travel department does an amazing job. Mike Downey's behind that, and so everything is just like clockwork. And I think there's a certain routine to traveling that helps you get focused. And then I think it's just it's a mindset. It's a mental toughness that you develop over time. You know, going into a stadium that you're not necessarily familiar with, 70 against 70,000, you know, some of those emotional things that you throw out at your players. But I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, focusing and playing with consistency. For some reason, we've been able to do that well on the road. But I think really it goes back to kind of the root of it all.
And now that you've got the Washington trip behind you, can you say whether, were you hearing from old, you know, friends up here, teammates, that sort of thing, or even after the game?
Well, I mean, I have a close-knit group of friends that are still either in Seattle or affiliated with the University of Washington that, you know, they'll be my best friends for life. And I talk to them, you know, quite frequently, whether I'm playing against Washington or playing somebody else, because they, you know, support what I do and I support what they do. But I just stuck to my routine when I was up there. I mean, you have to be able to separate business and I guess, the emotions of being somewhere that's so important to you. You know, I think that one thing that I guess bothered me about last week was that, you know, some of the questions that I was asked was about how I felt coming back to Washington. And it would not be fair to me going into a game to my team to talk about me and Washington, because that's not what it's about. And so I think some of my answers got misconstrued as being insensitive to how I really feel about Seattle and the University of Washington. You know, I love Seattle. I spent my childhood years there and went to University of Washington, and obviously love my alma mater. But for last week, it was, I'm a UCLA Bruin. I'm the football coach here, and my goal was to go win a game. And so I removed the emotion from it. But I think people in Seattle maybe misconstrued that as being, you know, insensitive to my history there or to them. I have great respect for that program, that city. I love that city. I love the people there. They've always been very warm to me, other than my 10-month stint with the Seahawks. So that was the one thing, I guess, that kind of bothered me about last week, is I couldn't really say what I felt.
Yeah. Did the week feel any different, Jim?
No. See, here's the other thing, Bud, is I'm old, man. It's been a long time since I've been back there, you know. But I have been back there before, and I've played in that stadium in the NFL. And then, I don't have a whole lot of affiliations with the people at the University of Washington anymore. You know, I had more affiliations when Sark and those guys were there because they welcomed me in. But I don't really know anyone on that staff. I don't really know many of those players other than – you know, the ones that we recruited, you know, and the two obvious ones to me were Shaq and John Ross, who, you know, we wanted desperately, and they went to Washington. The uniforms are totally unfamiliar to me. You know, I don't ever remember in my days the thought of wearing white pants and a white helmet. That wasn't Washington. You know, Don James would, you know, or Jim Owens, they'd be rolling over in their grave if they knew about that. And the stadium was so new, you know, it's so, oh my God, what a gorgeous place. Unbelievable. Oh, they did an amazing job with that. So there was a lot of unfamiliarity to me as opposed to being very familiar. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
it made it, I felt a little disconnected. And I say all those things with great respect, because obviously I think that, you know, I think Coach Peterson is awesome. I think he's the perfect guy for that job. I think he's going to build a powerhouse there. I love what they're doing. You know, I love what the commitment that university's made to football with their stadium. And I even though I talk about, you know, the uniforms, the white helmets and the white pants, you know, that's what you got to do nowadays with recruiting. You know, you've got to have some alternatives. And so they're doing some really neat stuff, but it just wasn't things that were familiar to me. So it just it eased the emotional part of it for me. I still ran the stairs before the game. I loved running the stairs in Husky Stadium. I've done that about a gazillion times. So they wouldn't let me run up the tunnel. I used to run up the tunnel all the time. They wouldn't let me do that, though.
Thank you.
All right.
Again, for questions, press star 1. Our next question comes from John Gold of Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, a couple weeks back, you spoke glowingly about Arizona linebacker Scooby Wright, and you looked at his stats, and right now he's leading the conference in tackles and is up there in sacks as well, and that's not a really normal thing for a defensive player. What do you think, kind of looking back on his game against you, he's able to do so well sort of in both facets?
Well, he's just, you know, he's an aggressive, high-energy type of player. I think he's a really good college linebacker. You know, we have a lot of respect for him. I think he's very, very intelligent. I think he's very instinctual. He understands angles. He's a very good tackler. He's the kind of guy that, you know, I never liked this word when I was scouting, but he's crafty. You know, he just kind of knows how to get it done. And those are the kind of guys that you sometimes undervalue, but really you should – put a huge premium on, because they're the glue of your team. I think he's a great player. You know,
did you see anything on him in, you know, after watching the game that he played against you, technique wise that he does? You know, I know so much is always said about his, you know, intelligence and his kind of nose for the ball, but did you see anything that he does sort of at a high level?
Well, I didn't watch him when I was watching the film. I was watching, gotcha, you know, how we executed. I didn't really pay attention to that after the game. You know, when you're grading your own film, you're not necessarily paying attention to the style of play of your opponent. You're looking at your technique and grading, you know, assignment and things like that. But no, I didn't notice anything. I know that he shoots the gaps real well, and he slips blockers real well, and yet he can take on blockers equally well. I think he's a damn good player. You know, I mean, there's some good linebackers in this conference. You know, Eric Kendricks is best linebacker, that I've been around in a long time. Well, I guess I can't really say that. Anthony Barr was pretty good. But, you know, I look at Scooby and I go, God dang, what a baller. You know, that's how he's a friggin' baller. He's going to play football for a long, 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 long time because he knows how to play.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Jacob Thorpe of Spokesman Review.
Yeah, Jim, I want to ask you a little about your game with Oregon State. I know you probably – or with Arizona State, sorry. I know you probably haven't looked at the Sun Devils much since you played them, but you guys had so much success against them in that game, and then they've done so well following it. And did you think that there was some unrealized potential that – didn't show through maybe when you guys played them?
I couldn't even begin to start to answer a question about Arizona State. I mean, that was eons ago, and you're right, I haven't thought about them since. I'm sorry.
How much can a team change over the course of the season? Just the
I think teams evolve every week. You know, I think you hope the personality of your team stays the same and keeps growing through a year, but I think, you know, there's an ebb and a flow to the way you play and the emphasis that you make each week in a particular game plan or who gets hot or who's injured. The key is finding some consistency through all of that. And obviously when you look at Arizona State's record, they've found consistency through all of that.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it. Jim, thanks for your time today.
Okay.
Enjoy the open date. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, see you.